This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we had a rough weekend. It was rough, and rough for millions. A lot of stories to cover today. Unfortunately, Hurricane Dorian decided to just kind of hover over the Bahamas for a good part of the weekend, killing five. So far, we haven't been able to assess the damage because it just barely started to move northward. But thousands of people misplaced, thousands of homes damaged. As it starts to move up the Florida coast, we're not sure what's going to happen in terms of tide, in terms of storm surge, and it's obviously a very, very scary time. So a lot of people want to know what they could do to help. Well, there's a lot of things, actually, we could do to help. And, you know, the easiest thing is obviously to contact, you know, your local Red Cross, your local Salvation Army. A lot of times they are shipping things over there. And so if you can't, you know, pay for postage and you don't know who would, you know, accept your things, and a lot of times the charities won't accept, you know, things shipped from other areas because they have to inspect it and all that, you could at least donate to your local Salvation Army or Red Cross or et cetera, and then they could use their supplies for what's going on with the Bahamas and, God forbid, Florida, and then Georgia and the Carolinas. But you could also, Red Cross, you could text and donate $10, at least. If you have more, fantastic, to 90999. You go to 1-800-RED-CROSS. We got the Salvation Army. We're taking donations. We're going to be talking about blood donations in a second because that's really important. What a lot of people don't realize is the hurricane devastation isn't just the raining and the storm surge and the waves. There's a lot of sequelae and devastation that happens in the days, weeks, and months afterwards. Like, a big thing a lot of people don't realize is there's malnourishment. So what happens is power's out. And so whatever's in the fridge can only last about a day or two if you had it on the coldest temperature. A lot of times actually spoils as soon as the temperature goes under 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So people are left to, you know, try to eat whatever they could eat. You know, you can't really just go to the nearby McDonald's. You can't, you know, you don't have that sort of, you know, framework in your city right after a major hurricane. So unfortunately, a lot of people who, you know, thought they stored away food and now the food got, you know, soaked with water, they can't eat that. So we have malnourishment. That's an issue. Of course, infectious disease is big. Now you got water and lots of puddles of water and stagnant water. So in come the mosquitoes. So the mosquitoes that could have dengue or Zika or malaria, et cetera, mosquitoes that carry disease, unfortunately now can come into areas where you've had recent flooding. And so now we worry about that, not to mention flood water is really dirty. So people who got cut, people who got scraped up, now they're kind of wading around in water that's really, really dirty, and they could get exposed to pathogens. Plus, you have the chemical leakage. You know, if somebody's garage, your house, you know, got flooded and, you know, chemicals leaked, and you have a whole slew of mess that could come with that. And, you know, safety, a big issue, you know, we don't really talk about in the news because we want to talk about the good story where everybody's coming to help. Unfortunately, there's some real jerks out there that'll loot during a hurricane, that will rape, that will attack, assault. And so safety is a huge issue for people that are unfortunately undergoing the devastation of a hurricane. And then, of course, psychological. You lose your house. You can't find your pet. You know, you don't know when you'll be able to go back home. Don't know if you lost your job. So there's a lot that unfortunately comes with such a devastation such as a hurricane. And so, you know, there's a lot of things we could do to help. There's apparently people donating their homes and rooms for people to stay that have been displaced. We talked about monetary donations as help. There are local drives in the area in Florida, from what we understand. So if there are food and blankets and things like that, and you're in Florida, and I have some South Florida affiliates listening, love you guys, WWNN, make sure you, let them know what you want to bring so that there are things that they can take, because some things they can't because they'll have to clean and, you know, inspect, et cetera. But, you know, a big issue that unfortunately kind of landed at the same time is blood donation. So, you know, people don't realize how much blood we need. We need about 43,000 units of blood a day. 43,000 units. And I guess every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So as people are evacuating and as people are trying to prepare for the storm, they don't have time to go and drop, you know, donate blood. Some are. God bless you guys, but we understand you can't. So now we have a big part of the country that can't do their donations. National Blood Donation Week just happens to come the first week of September. It's a campaign that we created with Vitalant, formerly United Blood Services and American Red Cross, to help blood banks throughout the whole entire United States prepare for, God forbid, the worst, when we don't have enough blood. And so throughout this week, we've had governors declare blood donation days, which has been phenomenal because it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's an American thing. And so to see governors from both sides of the aisle declare September 5th, National Blood Donation Day, their state blood donation day, it shows that we can put politics aside and be people, and it's really, really cool. So donating blood only takes about maybe 10 minutes. Yeah, the paperwork could take about an hour because, you know, you only have a few, 20 minutes maybe to do paperwork. And then, you know, after you donate blood, you want to sit and have your cookie and your juice. So, you know, you could do it on your lunch hour, to be honest. But donating blood is so vital because apparently 1 in 7 people that go to the hospital need blood. We don't realize how many people need blood. And that's just the hospital. Imagine what's going on in regular medical offices or medical centers for kids with cancer or people with leukemia and anemia and all that. So blood is needed on a minute-by-minute basis. And so for anybody that could donate blood, go to my website at drdahlia.com or visit vitalant.org or redcross.org to find where your nearest blood drive is. And if you can't donate blood, that's okay. That's okay. If you could host a drive later in the year, that's going to even save more lives. You know, one pint of blood, for every pint of blood that gets donated, it could save up to 3 lives. Imagine if you host a drive. It doesn't even cost you money. You just get, you know, your workplace to host a drive, let one of the blood banks bring a bloodmobile, and they bring the cookies, they bring the juice. It doesn't cost you a cent. All you have to do is get people to sign up. So National Blood Donation Week is this week. You know, if you guys do donate blood, post your pictures on social media so, you know, we know that you're doing good. And, you know, God bless everybody in Hurricane Dorian's path. Hopefully it goes out to sea soon. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think all across the country, all the kids are back at school now, right? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Are all the kids back at school? Whew, boy, that was a rough summer. My kids luckily went back a few weeks ago. So we kind of had lucky. But the CDC wants something in their backpack. They want this one extra thing in their backpack. No, it's not bulletproof siding, which honestly we did with our kids. We're like, screw that. We're going to, you know, put that in. It offers a little protection against handguns, not much against assault rifles. We put that in our kids' backpacks. But the CDC wants a backpack emergency card where the card has the child's name, date of birth, contact information for the parent or guardian. It should also provide any out-of-town contact and detail any of the child's special needs or medical conditions such as allergies in case of an emergency situation. So according to the CDC, they say, you know how easily books and papers get lost or destroyed in your child's backpack? So make sure that your emergency card can withstand the wear and tear, hence laminate. They say consider laminating their emergency card, and picking up a secure place in the backpack where their card could be quickly and easily located. So 63% of moms feel extra stress at the beginning of the school year, according to a recent survey. This is especially true for those who have young children. Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. If your kid has peanut allergy, you're scared to death. If your kid has, you know, chronic nosebleeds and hemophilia. So it is a scary time. I like that idea of having, you know, your information. You know, a lot of people ask about those MedAlert bracelets and necklaces and things like that. I think any of that is fantastic. And we doctors know to look for it. Paramedics, EMTs, nurse practitioners, PAs, we know to look for it. Some people forget they shouldn't, but for the most part, if you have one, you know. September is Natural Prevention Month. That's why we have a National Blood Donation Week. That's why we have, we just had Immunization Month. You know, the fall is all about prevention, you know, as we go back to school, because we start to forget things of the spring. So interesting how we look at the year as starting in September, even though we're starting to wind down the year. But for us, it's the start of a whole new, you know, we just go by school cycle. That's just what we do. And so it's all about prevention. You know, speaking of prevention, this was, you know, a long time coming. Apparently, we might not be doing our measles vaccine exactly correct. And so they're discussing how it looks like we might need to do a booster. Now, the young ones should be getting, when it comes to measles, at least two shots. They get, for the MMR, their one-year-old MMR, and then their four-year-old MMR. Well, after this whole measles outbreak, and, you know, after the first onslaught against the anti-vaxxers, saying, oh, yeah, well, that's because they, you know, it was all the anti-vaxxers' fault, somebody kind of realized that we have an issue with those that were vaccinated. And thank you, that's kind of what I was asking for, even though I'm pro-vaccine. You know, I don't like people switching the conversation and the narrative, you know, towards their political gains when we kind of need the facts. And so if people, you know, got one of the 1,200 cases of measles because, and they were vaccinated, I'd like to know about that. So now, Washington State students, this is coming out of the Bothell Kenmore Reporter, Washington State students have been required to receive a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine before their first day of school. And Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill updating Washington State school and child care immunization requirements to remove the personal and philosophical exemption for MMR. So from what we understand, if they didn't have their shots, they had to get their shots. If they had their shots, they made sure they at least had two. Now, what about older people who only got one? Well, now they're, you know, starting to look at, well, maybe we need to give everybody a booster. The CDC had recommended if you only got one shot, and that was before 1989, you might need a booster. So apparently, Generation Xers and Millennials born in the 70s and 80s, right? We got our shots after 1971. Scientists only recommended one dose of the sucker. And it worked. It worked fine. But now we might have a new strain. And we noticed kids were getting the measles anyway, some of them. So now people in their 30s and 40s need to get a second dose. So that's kind of the latest on that. There's a lot going on right before school or as school starts. You know, parents try to get their kids, you know, their haircut, you know, their back to school clothes, new shoes, getting them back on a sleep schedule, you know, making sure they study if they're on medications for asthma, on medications for ADD, whatever, getting those all refilled. So it's really a hectic time. And, you know, we probably should have talked about in the summer planning ahead, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't think in July that they might want to see their doctor and get a refill, you know, because September's coming up. So same thing with shots. And I'm kind of torn with all this attention on MMR when we don't have that same sort of attention on some of the other shots. You know, I mean, I've seen mumps. I've seen, and true, the MMR is going to cover mumps. But nobody really is talking about mumps. We're seeing mumps in people who are vaccinated, too. And I'm wondering if older people need to, you know, also realize, you know, they need to make sure they're covered for mumps. MMR covers for both, but nobody talks about the mumps. Nobody's talking about varicella, chickenpox. You know, we have a shingles vaccine, but we've had to make a better one. And shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. Those of us that got chickenpox as a child should have lifelong immunity to chickenpox. But unfortunately, we could come out and get shingles. Now, shingles we've talked about. Shingles is not fun. Shingles is where your chickenpox, for those of us older people, come back, and it had stayed dormant in one of our nerves. So it comes out along a nerve or dermatome. And the nerves come from the back, and they come from one side from the back around to the front. So if your virus decides to live in one of the nerves, it's not going to be on both sides. It's going to be on one side. So one sign that your rash could be shingles is it's only on one side of the body and not on the other side. And when shingles does come out, it doesn't feel like the chicken pox did. It feels like a bee sting or a spider bite, and then it kind of burns. Sometimes it's very, very tender. Sometimes it just looks weird, and sometimes it doesn't bother you at all. But it's on one side of the body. For some people, they can't even wear clothes. Clothes bothers it. It is just so inflamed. So we recommend earlier treatment of that than waiting. I've seen some people where they get their shingles across the chest on one side, and it's so bad that they can't breathe. I've seen some people get shingles by their head and near their eye. Shingles can make you go blind. So it could be very, very serious. And people say, well, it's just chicken pox. It's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal depending on where it hits. But as long as you knock it out early, you could usually avoid the sequelae. Now, one of the big, horrible long-term sequelae that we see people have is the postherpetic neuralgia. Now, postherpetic neuralgia, and I know some of you guys are nodding out there, that's where you had shingles, and the rash went away, but the pain didn't. And you still have the pain today, and it's been years. And it's pain in the nerves, and we don't know why you still have that pain. You've taken your antiviral, you've taken anti-inflammatories, but the pain doesn't go away. And so a lot of people go on steroids, and then they gain weight, and then that doesn't work, and then they go on Lyrica or Neurontin, and many people are on certain medications for neuropathic pain for life. Unfortunately, some people even get addicted to opioids as a result of this. So we don't mess around with shingles. So if you guys qualify for your shingles vaccine, usually you have to be over 60 years old. Some people can get it in their 50s. You need to get that vaccine up to date. But going back to the pediatrics, the kids, we have a damn good vaccine program. I mean, wow. They have just got it down to a T. And, you know, very intricately figured out how to dose them, you know, 2, 4, 6 months at a year, or between 12 to 15 months. They give you a little bit of a range, 4 years old to six, 4 to 6, and then you get your boosters for your pertussis as well as any other boosters you need as a teen. And then you get your meningitis right before college age. And so they do a really, really good job. The only thing that I have a big problem with is there's just a very, very mild recommendation with when it comes to flu. And, you know, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but you're going to see a lot of people refused entry into school, not allowing their kids to go to school because of these new laws when it comes to vaccines and people scrambling to get a measles vaccine. But I just don't see the same sort of passion when it comes to flu, and flu kills tens of thousands of people a year, whereas measles, a couple. And so it's frustrating, very frustrating for me as a doctor, because if you're going to send your kid to school, and I would be more worried about the flu than measles. And so I would, you know, and I understand vaccines aren't out yet. They're going to be, and we'll let you guys know when flu vaccines are out. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Maybe not.
not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least five and injuring about two dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys heard of the tragedy this weekend where they believe 34 people died because they went boating. It was a scuba dive boat, and they were sleeping overnight so they could do some early morning dives or night dives, and the boat caught on fire. And unfortunately, they were trapped below the deck. Fire captain had apparently told rescuers that they can't get out and there's no escape hatch. And so unfortunately, they were awake and trapped when the ship went down. It was a three-day diving expedition off the coast of Southern California. And actually, there were 39 people on board. They said it killed at least 25 people. I believe they found most of the bodies. Nine may still be missing. They say nine others are still missing and feared dead. It was anchored off of Santa Cruz Island overnight on Monday, and it became fully engulfed in flames. Most of the people were sleeping in tight quarters below deck. You have these like little stacks of like cots, kind of like Navy style. Now, five crew members who had separate sleeping quarters from the 33 passengers were able to escape and survive. Now, the search and rescue effort continued over the last 24 hours. Now it's in a recovery mission, and authorities have not released the names of any of the victims. But among those feared dead are crew cook Michael Coles, expedition leader Christy Finstead, people celebrating their birthday, apparently. It was supposed to be a Labor Day weekend scuba diving trip. Huge boat to sleep that many, and unfortunately, many did not come back. Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles Long Beach received a mayday call about the fire roughly right before 3:30 in the morning. Crews from the Coast Guard, Santa Barbara Fire Department, Ventura County Fire Department, and Vessel Assist responded to the scene. And it was bad. It was a worst-case scenario. It was a vessel in open sea in the middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning. So 39 people were on board. The ship was called the Concepcion, and or Conception. And 25 people were on the scuba diving trip that were, you know, then you had crew. I've done day scuba diving trips, and you have a lot of oxygen tanks on these. Now, I mean, they're pretty well protected, but it makes you wonder if the reason why this happened so fast is because something ignited, and then you had, well, and they're not so much oxygen tanks, they're pressurized air. So I'm not really sure how flammable, but still, pressurized air could unfortunately, you know, help with combustion. And we don't know what happened, we still don't know what happened, but it shouldn't have happened. And the boat owners, Bob and Shirley Hansen, told the New York Times that they were asleep when they heard pounding on the side of their 60-foot vessel about 3:30 a.m. and found the flight and crew members. Then they found that the other boat was totally engulfed in flames from stem to stern. They could see fire coming through the holes on the side of the boat. There were explosions every few beats. You can't prepare yourself for that. And the crew, some of them were in their underwear. Some had leg injuries, had retrieved a dinghy and paddled to the Hansen's boat. So I'm not sure why the boat owners were there, but apparently they had, you know, another boat there called the Grape Escape. So many people fled to that boat. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's just absolutely devastating. And, you know, when you look at these things, you're like, okay, well, how do you prevent? You know, how do you guard against that? How do you, I don't know, you know? It's one of those things where, you know, there are these freak accidents, and I've been on fishing trips where you sleep overnight, and then you get up early morning, because, you know, that early morning is where that's when the fish go crazy. You know, you see, get up at 3-4 in the morning, and then you get, you know, so I'm not sure, maybe because of the time of the day, 3:30, maybe somebody got up to do something, and something ignited something. They don't expect foul play. But it's devastating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have another salmonella outbreak. Apparently 49 states are reporting this one, and it is connected to the backyard poultry, like chickens and stuff. A lot of people have their own chickens. My family did. This was before I was born, but my mom had chickens and coops and things like that, and that's just what they did. It was, you know, you don't have a lot of money, so you kind of farm and your own foods and, I don't know, have your own eggs and all sorts of stuff. Unfortunately, we have 1,000 people being sickened by their backyard poultry. The CDC announced a total of 1,000 people, increase of 235 since the last update in July. Apparently, two people have died from this, 175 hospitalized because of salmonella. In Ohio alone, 73 people as of Friday have been sick. That's the most numbers of any state. Tennessee following closely with 67 cases. They say of 850 people ill, 192 are children younger than 5. So I think what's going on is the kids are playing with little chickies, the little ducklings, or, you know, playing in the hatcheries. And a lot of people now are buying chicks and ducklings for agricultural stores, website, and hatcheries. And then, unfortunately, they get sick from them. And people ask, is it the saliva? Is it the pee-pee? Is it their feathers? We don't know. It's just birds carry disease. They just do. There's even a form of chlamydia, not a sexually transmitted disease, but a form of chlamydia that pigeons carry. They just carry bacteria. You know, when I was in my comparative anatomy class at UNLV years ago, we would dissect certain animals. We'd dissect a shark. We'd also dissect little fish. We dissected a cat. That was crazy. I bring the dead cat home and throw it on the kitchen table. My mom's like, get in the garage. And so we dissected the cat out in the garage. But, you know, she wouldn't even let us clean. She bought a tablecloth after that. But the chicken was the dirtiest of the animals. I remember the chicken had maggots all over it. I mean, it was supposed to be sterilized and, you know, embalmed and all sorts of other stuff. And still, despite that, it was crawling with maggots. And I just didn't realize how dirty the bird is. You would think the bird would be one of the cleaner animals because of all the wind. You know, a lot of birds fly, so you would think the wind would kind of be like a blow dryer sort of thing. But no. So it was pretty, yeah, the cat was clean. Well, also the cat was kind of shaved down, too. But cat was easy. And I love cats. Really hard to dissect a cat because I was like, oh, my God, it's a baby. But the bird was the most disgusting and dirtiest of them. All right, so what are salmonella symptoms? Well, salmonella symptoms, you'll get them pretty quickly, between 12 and 72 hours. You'll get diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fever, stomach cramps. They last about 4 to 7 days. Most people recover without treatment, but some people have to be hospitalized. Now, you'll have people that'll call in and go, okay, I'm sick. I think I have a stomach bug. Give me antibiotics. Well, if you have salmonella, yes, antibiotics could work. But a lot of times these stomach bugs are viral. So the only way to tell if you have a virus, if you have a bacteria, if you have a parasite, is we do a stool culture. If you have a parasite, we have to give you an anti-parasite medication. If you have a bacteria, then we have to give you an antibiotic. If you have a virus, we just have to wait for the virus to run its course. And so I'm now urging doctors and medical students to ask people if they have touched any chickens recently or if they have chickens. Because if so, they could be exposed to salmonella. So federal health officials say that children under 5 years of age, pregnant women, adults over 65, and people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have severe illness. And the CDC estimates that we have 1.2 million cases of these every year. 23,000 hospitalized, 450 deaths in the U.S. every year. What's the number one source? Usually food. Undercooked food, undercooked poultry, undercooked eggs. So you gotta, if you touch the little chickadees or the duckies, you gotta wash your hands. Don't let the birds go inside the house, especially when the food is being prepared. And by the way, if you do prepare chicken or turkey, we're gonna be coming up pretty soon on Thanksgiving. Don't be spraying, you know, doing the spray water in the sink where it goes all over the kitchen, because that spreads salmonella all over. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not sure if you are aware of this gentleman. His name is McCray Game. And from what I understand, he's from South Carolina. And he founded one of the nation's biggest conversion therapy ministries to convert people from being gay into heterosexuals. So he founded one of the biggest ministries. And we find out now that he actually came out and has reported that he's gay. And the Post and Courier reports that Hope for Wholeness founder McCrae Game came out of the closet nearly 2 years after he was fired from the faith-based conversion therapy program. And he's now trying to come to terms with kind of what he has done with the community that he kind of was trying to fight against. He says conversion therapy is not just a lie, but it's very harmful. It's false advertising. Now, he's 51 years old. According to NBC News, he's trying to find a place in a community he's assailed for the last 20 years. He is one of several former movement leaders who have left the pulpits of heterosexuality, come out as LGBTQ, and condemned conversion therapy as a dangerous and misleading practice. Now, currently 18 states and D.C. ban the practice of conversion therapy for minors. According to Movement Advanced Project, which is an LGBT think tank, South Carolina, however, is not one of these states. So they're still there. Okay, so a lot of you are probably scratching your head, going, what the hell is going on with this conversion therapy? What do they do? Why is there a market? How do they tout success? Well, it's kind of like how you would approach religion, all right? Let's say we have certain rules in religion, just like some people look at society as having certain rules. And so to approach rules when you have a drive to do something different from the rules, right, it takes a lot of self-control. If you don't have that self-control and you feel like you need to, you know, follow a certain set of rules, you seek help to get that self-control. Now, I had a friend who was very, very religious, and he was gay. And he told me when I was younger, I was in college, and, you know, he said, look, I don't want to be gay. Find me help. I don't want to be gay. I want to have children. I don't want to be gay. I love men. I'm not attracted to women. I want to be more attracted to women. Because I want to get married. I want to have a kid. I'm like, well, why do you want to get married and have a kid? He's like, well, I want to have a child. I'm like, well, you could adopt. No. And so he asked me to help him find a psychologist. And I said I would, but I kind of encouraged him against it. And, a psychologist met with him to, you know, have him work through some of the issues he had. And, of course, he's gay today, and he has a great relationship, et cetera. But the reason why there's a demand is because there are people, not just children, asking for it. Children being forced to go through it is the most cruel thing I could think of. You know, in terms of one, you know, trying to find themselves and, you know, find their identity. But the reason why these places are out there is because there is a demand. There are people who are gay that don't want to be. Now, that's our fault as a society, you know, because we have a society that, you know, has been, making fun of them and, you know, ridiculing them and discriminating against them ever since the beginning of time. And even though we've done amazing work, you know, with Gay Pride Day and parades and, and how we now, you know, do TV shows and movies with Hollywood where, you know, we now respect the, you know, gay marriage and the, the gay union, it's not always enough. And you have some people out there that do not like who they're attracted to. And, you know, maybe it's because of religion. You know, they don't want to violate their religion. Maybe it's because they, you know, want to, you know, give birth to their own kids. Even though now they're able to do that, you know, you could donate, you know, sperm, etc. Donate an egg. But these conversion therapy places won't go away when there's people that want them. Now, you have people out there that claimed it worked. I don't agree with that. I think your affinity towards somebody, or a lifestyle is kind of innate. You know, I mean, ever since I was little, I just loved guys. I mean, I didn't want to hang around the girls. I just wanted to hang around with guys. I wanted to kiss every man I met on the cheek. I had like 3 boyfriends in kindergarten. My mom probably wanted to put me in classes to slow it down. I just loved boys, you know, but I never was like nympho or anything like that. I was very, very religious, very religious. Maybe that's why my mom tried to scare me, saying God would kill me if I had premarital sex. But I mean, I remember just for me, it was just inborn. I knew who I liked, and it wasn't a sexual thing when you're a kid, because kids don't understand that. But you just know who you want to be around. And even though I had girlfriends and I loved hanging around girls, I always just felt warmer hanging around the guys. Just loved hanging around the guys. I still do this today. I have great lady friends, girlfriends. I love hanging out with them. But, you know, when the ladies are talking, the guys are talking, I'm in the guy conversation all the time. That's just kind of where my place is. And so you have a lot of other people that, you know, they want to be that way too. And so, you know, you would think this would be a slam dunk, that none of these conversion therapy places would even exist. But no. No, because there's people that don't want to, you know, be who they are. And so, you know, it takes those of us in medicine and psychology to kind of educate them on how you really can't do that. But I got to tell you, man, I see thousands and thousands of guys who are gay married. And they won't admit they're gay. They talk themselves out of it because they want to have a marriage, they want to have a kid, and they want to have this life that society has this whole time, you know, purported as this is the way things should be. And so, you know, I really don't believe that you could convert anybody. You know? Now, do I believe that you could become celibate? Oh, absolutely. We see this with priests, we see this with nuns. You have a lot of people saying, I am done. I am not going to, you know, hook up with anybody else. So you could do that. It takes a lot of willpower. It takes a lot of strength. And, you know, we do see a lot of people who are homosexual a lot of times go to the church because they believe, well, if I think in my religion I'm going to sin, if I'm celibate, then at least I'm still a part of my religion and I don't have to necessarily come out. And, you know, some people also, they don't want to be really open about their sexuality. I mean, a lot of heterosexuals don't have to do that. I mean, I never had to come out and say, guys, I'm straight. I never had to say that. You know, but somebody who's gay has to come out and has to have it all out there. You know, that's kind of unfair, where a gay person, that has to come out, and their sex has to be out on the table. Whereas a straight person, the subject doesn't have to come out. So, you know, things are changing. Maybe they're not changing quick enough. But conversion therapy, you know, I believe should be banned. And, you know, especially kids not being forced to go there. But you do have a lot of, you know, individuals out there that, you know, don't want to be who they are. And so I think therapy should be available to help them through, you know, and find peace with themselves and find a way to love who they are. And that's going to be tricky. It's going to be really, really tricky out there. And I'm not sure what it's going to be called and, you know, under. But conversion therapy, that's wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey,
is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.